Hi, this is Dr. Joyce Starr, and welcome to Rights Radio, brought to you by RightsRadio.com, StarPublications.com, and StarPublishing.com. That's Star with two R's. Our topic today, hang on to your cash for the coming crash. No one knows for certain whether the market will continue spiraling upwards or return to Mother Earth. But there are certainly ominous signs. Here are two that come to mind. 1. A high-profile stock market guru recommended an over-the-counter pink sheet stock for his best pick of 2011. With all the blue chips and NASDAQ winners to choose from, he couldn't find one to recommend as his top choice. Naturally, when the market opened the next day, the cheap stock went zooming upwards with a 30% gain on the open. Wonder of wonders, his prediction is already coming true. 2. Remember Goldman Sachs, the same company we talked about many shows ago, the one that took bailout money when they didn't need it at 0% interest? Well, now they're using their proceeds to invest over $300 million in Facebook. Facebook is currently earning small change, roughly $200 million. However, Goldman's touting the valuation at $50 billion, bigger than some small countries. Can you hear a bubble popping? Goldman declares such a hyped evaluation, and it instantly comes to pass. Everyone accepts it. Meanwhile, a J.P. Morgan executive is joining the White House as chief of staff. The Obama-Bush team is at it again. I can't wait for someone to write the movie script and call it fiction. Now we can better understand why George W. Bush never had a bad word to say about Obama and why George Bush Sr. recently called him a great guy. What's not to love? The stock market crash of 2008 was a timely tactic, a smokescreen, making it easy for corporations to fire workers on the premise that the economy was sinking. As a result, they streamlined operations, took businesses overseas, and many, as you know, received fat bailouts. Meanwhile, the folks lost jobs, homes, and hope. While the post-2008 stock market boom makes the rich even richer, the majority are just holding on. The upper middle class is sinking into the middle class, while the upper middle class is living very well indeed. In fact, the meaning of middle class has changed. Surveys indicate that most people believe they're middle class. What is middle class? We previously thought of it as a level of income and education. But is a person who loses their home, income, etc., suddenly thrown out of the middle class? Are they classless? Or are the classless those who rigged the game in the first place? Pop culture is also growing classless. Lady Gaga sporting a meat purse, Sarah Palin killing animals on TV, or new books with titles that would make your grandparents blush. TV commentators aren't even permitted to say the name of these books on air, so they just show the covers. The days of class may well be behind us. How can you reclaim class in a no-class society? The class is half empty, while pop culture may have lost the culture in its pop. And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.